This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You know those talking speakers you can buy? OK Google Play, Cardi B. Well, they're not just for music. They'll blurt out news, weather, jokes. And like so much technology, these units both shape and are shaped by culture. At a recent interactive voice conference in Newark, New Jersey, I spoke to Allison Greenberg, CEO of a company called Aflow, a brand consultant that designs interactive voice experiences. We were both floored by a UN report that predicts that within 5 years, we'll be talking to synthesized voices more than we talk to our partners. Ms. Greenberg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
There is some striking research from the United Nations that really grabbed your attention.
Yeah, the UN report released in May of this year, 2019, was stating that the gender bias we all know is alive and well, unfortunately, in 2019, is being replicated from the physical world into the digital world by AI. And so smart speakers and assistants, which are predominantly female, so Alexa, Siri, Cortana, are encouraging us to issue orders to women.
Yeah, you can just imagine, in the privacy of somebody's car, a guy barking commands at, you know, it's an electronic device, Alexa or Siri. But you can imagine a kind of tone that's adopted. And it sounds like among your concerns is, how does that percolate out into the real world?
This sort of shift into what's appropriate and what's not. You know, it's not appropriate to issue orders to a woman you've never met. But that's what we're doing with Alexa.
So in your work at Aflow, you design conversations so that if someone addresses one of these units, the conversation makes sense. How do you incorporate this thinking about, for instance, gender bias into the way you would design a conversation?
Well, it's easy to incorporate this thinking when you're a woman. So we just aren't interacting with very many AI systems or assistants that were built by women. But my co-founder is a man, Seth Miller. He represents the male perspective. And so by being 50-50, along with other members of our team who are of different genders and of different races, we're able to be inclusive by being representative. So that's one way to do it. And the second way is our philosophy of conversation design, which is circular conversation design. And you'll see a lot of conversations with something like Alexa are built in a linear way. They're actually mapped out when they're designed in a decision tree.
Do you want to play a game? Yes. Which of these two games? You choose. Okay, let's get started. Sounds linear.
Exactly. So what you just mentioned is an easier way to build a conversation. However, it's not an accurate way to build a conversation. So at Aflow, we call it circular conversation design because we're designing for the kinds of conversations like the one you and I are having now, right? We could talk about gender. We could talk about weather. We could talk about the industry at large. There's a whole circle of options, and we can get on and get off anywhere you like.
Allison Greenberg, co-founder and CEO of Aflow, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.